Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, we take the folks who are associated with the Doug Steffen Good Day program and ply them into our Talk Radio review. This is the companion piece for the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, where Michael Harrison and I go through the charts. Happens to be the charts of the week from June 27th to the 1st of July as the focus, the stories and the people. On the story list this week, Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and I are going to be discussing some of the things from social media for sure. That's number 10, immigration. Actually, race, there's a whole bunch of stuff that has been on the docket here. There's not much change in the list, but there is a change in the focus. I think we could probably spend most of our hour, and maybe we will, we could have a top 10 story list just to cover the items that have been now discussed, or if you will, I don't think they've been discussed enough, but they have been presented. The Supreme Court has released information on decisions that have been made, and there are at least 10 of them that affect us. It isn't just all about Roe v. Wade. It isn't all just about guns, although there's a lot of that in there. And I think with regard for example, this week there was a 6-3 decision that the court made that, in effect, limits the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to prevent power plants from releasing the pollution that they're so well known for. Because, you know, coal produces it, and so do other fossil fuels release this stuff. So does this make a difference? It certainly has the Bidenites all in their panties in a wad. If that's a little crude, but it is, you know, kind of what it's all about with returns from conversations I've heard in the last 24 hours or so. Is there a clarification here in what is it just the climate change religionists say this is going to destroy the planet, reducing gas house pollution, greenhouse pollution.
Yeah, they want to get rid of the coal industry in general, right? And
yeah.
The reality is that we should be looking for alternative sources of energy. Kind of the rational perspective, I think, should be that we're looking for alternate forms of energy.
I don't think there's anything rational about some of this stuff, Jen. I'm with you on this one. But, it's become craziness.
Well, to eliminate the entire industry when this country is clearly not ready for it. I mean, in California, we have the strictest environmental regulations in the entire
country. No more
country.
Gas, natural gas. Have you been on the program since Newsom.
That's what I call him, too.
Yeah, right. Since the announcement that there will no longer be gas used in homes, new homes being built, will have to have all electric. What do you think the power? You want to have all electric cars? California is going to come to a screeching halt because there isn't enough power now on a day that's hot to supply everybody whose needs. You come
well,
from...
Well, and get this. You're throwing the baby out with the bathwater when it comes to California. So the reason that California, and you've probably heard about it, we have to turn our power off when it's 105 degrees and windy outside because the power companies cannot guarantee that their grid is secure enough not to spark a fire. And so a lot of times you either hear the story about catastrophic fires that have been caused by a spark in the power grid, or you have power companies just shutting everybody down because they don't want to take the risk of a fire. Both of these things not great options for the residents who pay a lot of money to live in the state and would like to be able to run their can opener and their air conditioning at the same time in the afternoon on a summer day.
Uh-huh.
And so the reason for that is that not only have power companies made backdoor deals with liability limitations with the government of California, but they've had to spend so much money meeting environmental standards that they haven't been able to afford to put the money into hardening our power grid. So we're a long ways away from being able to even handle some of the plans, some of the proposals.
Well, it's just like the water problem. The water problem could be solved pretty easily by getting catch basins built around the state, desalinating the water,
the
water pipelines.
Don't like it.
Well, but you know what? It's time for the environmentalists to get real. Understand that there's no question that what we're doing and how we're living is affecting the environment. Yeah, but to what extent? And how did these people get, how did we manage to inculcate in educational curriculum, in everyday discussions, climate change? I was with some folks yesterday, and we were talking about methane gas from my cows. And I always, whenever I get into this conversation with people, I always talk about the benefits of what the poop is when it comes out of the back end of the cow and all the microbes that are in there. And that, in my mind, even if there is something to the methane situation, and I'm not convinced that there really is a whole lot, it's just that there's a perspective. And there is no, way too often in these conversations, there are facts, and then there are facts, if you know what I mean. And remember when we discussed this, I don't know whether you were with us, Jennifer, or not, Jay and I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago about the fact there's a report from NOAA, the National Oceanographic, and I never can remember what they're, but anyway, NOAA has, and its scientists have been studying the cores that, you know, they dig out of the planet. They go down, in some cases, 3,000-4,000 feet on the surface to go back to what the surface looked like 4 million years ago. So from these, and they've taken them from places in America, they've taken them from Iceland, they've taken them from South America as well, places in Africa. So the core samples they've been studying for years, and so the report that was released suggests very firmly that the CO2 levels in the atmosphere today, 2022, were the same, or are the same, as the CO2 levels in the atmosphere 4 million years ago. So how do you, this is the federal government doing the study. I don't imagine the Bidenites and the climate changerites are looking at that, but I'm not saying that we're not doing harm or we're not contributing, but for God's sakes, how much of this, it's like it's the mania of so many other things. You get a hold of things, it's like a dog with a bone.
Well, and it becomes a moneymaker for a lot of people.
But of course it is.
A moneymaker, mm-hmm. becomes a religion instead of just looking at things about, I mean, I think the big joke is that conservatives don't want to conserve.
Yeah.
Conservatives like clean air and clean water too. It was Richard Nixon who founded the EPA. And just to get back to this ruling, what's happened is that at the federal level, the EPA has thrown out restrictions that a lot of states cannot meet. And that's what brought this lawsuit. So you, if the EPA is deep, the EPA should be there to set best practices and minimal standards, but you have to allow the states to be able to operate and function without the federal government saying, well, you have to do this. Well, maybe, you know, Oklahoma's a whole lot different than California. Yeah. So let people decide what is going to be okay for them without completely choking them out on how they operate and run things locally.
More on the court and decisions that were made and the impact on you as we continue with this week's Talk Radio Review. So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to toploss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at toploss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four. Buy 10, get 10. It's at toploss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that. We can personalize that by phone. That's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7, dot com.
Countdown. 17 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kushner going through some of the information that has come out about the Supreme Court decisions. Apparently, there's another. I don't think they've heard the case, but there was a decision made about the elections and what might the court has agreed to hear a case. That could change the election, potentially giving Howard Stern the ability to... Nah, I'm teasing about that. State legislatures would have the power to set voting rules that state courts can't overturn. That'll be an interesting discussion. If they've agreed to hear the case, then they'll come up with a decision before the election. And I think that's... we really have to get to the bottom line. All of the emotion around voting rules and... Who's got the right
around everything?
I guess you're right about that, Jennifer.
It's exhausting, and most of it isn't even based in facts. But it's just people are so hot right now about everything, and so divided. And people, unfortunately, in elected office like that because they think it gives them power.
And everybody burnt out, and then it's just they give up. They give up.
Right. Okay. So number 9 this week on the story list is immigration, and a Supreme Court ruling this week probably ends the immigration program that was started with Trump. The program required asylum seekers to await approval in Mexico. So what's wrong with that? It's a 5-4 ruling. Wrong with the the Trump policy? It's chaos. It's bedlam on the border now, and I'm not exaggerating. It is bedlam.
Yeah.
And so,
you've got people dying. This big story this week: 50 people dying in the back of a refrigeration truck, which, by the way, wasn't even a real refrigeration truck. They just made it look like that, and these people cooked to death. I mean, it is not empathetic, the system that's going on now, where it's just like the Wild West down there, and the cartels are running everything. It was the guy driving was a 46-year-old, a meth addicted member of the cartel who was running these people for them. I mean, this is not good. But at the same time, I understand. And I have to be fair, because I love the Remain in Mexico policy. I think it's very effective.
I do, too.
It's
I think
Trump
it's very
era
good.
Policy that
yeah.
worked.
Yeah.
And the Biden administration wanting to get rid of it, I think, is them just saying we want to get rid of everything Trump, even stuff that is good. And that's a problem for me. But the Supreme Court, I think, was right, as much as I hate to say it, because when you have a new president, elections have consequences. And they can, if things are not codified into law, make their own policies. And, you know, it's the outcome of elections. And that's why every time we go to vote, it's important.
It is. And that includes the primaries. There's still a lot of primaries to come between now and September. I have a friend, actually, who started a race. He's a libertarian, as most people know. Listen to me with any degree of regularity. There's no card carrying libertarianism, but I am. If there was a card, I'd have it.
Which is a smidge of anarchist.
Yeah, a little bit. So, the LNA party. How's that? Yeah, we can start a new party, the LNA party. So this kid, his name is Mark Tajian. And he's running against Seth Moulton, who is a congressman. He hasn't been in there that long from Massachusetts, but his voting record is terrible. He doesn't show up half the time. And so this kid is like his late 30s, I think. And he runs a farm. That's how I know him. I supply him with hay. He's got a huge polo. He runs a farm and a polo, the Boston Polo Club. And he just felt that it was time for somebody that had some neutrality in their brain to run. And he's working hard at it. It'd be interesting to see how he shows up in this situation that will exist in the primary in September, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Megan 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirster from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The social media portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto. If you have a car problem but you don't know where to go, maybe you're miles away from home when your car breaks down. So let O'Reilly Auto Parts help you out. With O'Reilly Auto Parts, they have a shop referral program that is second to none. And that helps take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly location near you. They're all over the country. Or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click on Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or a service center near to where you are so you can get your repairs done. That's O'Reilly Auto. That's kind of a good service, O'ReillyAuto.com. All right, so and that's interesting. That commercial makes me think how dependent we become on things like O'ReillyAuto.com, whatever .com it is, and you pick up the phone anymore and call O'Reilly or call some service center. You know what I mean? I got in yesterday the yellow pages, the quote-unquote official yellow pages, because I still have a landline. So they deliver a yellow pages phone book, a real phone book. Yellow Pages phone book.
Is it still as thick as it used to be?
No, not at all. It's like a little...
It's like a pamphlet now.
Right. Yeah, it is, because, they all have landlines. Businesses have landlines, and so they cater to the people who have landlines by giving you a Yellow Pages of businesses that have landlines. But I just find it's interesting how there's still people like me that are clinging to life when it comes to that sort of thing. Okay, let's get to the comments from social media on a couple of the important things from this week. Jay, for example, prayer being reintroduced into public schools. It seems most of our discussion is about the Supreme Court and decisions it's making. And so here we have the subject. This is on a lot of people's minds. So the question we presented was, should prayer be reintroduced in public schools? So what'd you get for responses from some folks?
Greg Psalm says, absolutely not. I'm a public school teacher, and I can't think of anything more inappropriate than an act of isolating and segregating students who are not believers. Students are perfectly capable of praying on their own time and in their own way. Chris.
So what happened to the separation of church and state on this? Why is there even a discussion about it? Prayer.
The First Amendment right protects speech. So,
which is more important then? That's the question. Which of the amendments?
Your First Amendment right is most important. The separation of church and state is just how the documents were founded. And the reason for that was not to eliminate religion, which I think is really a misguided perspective that a lot of people have. No offense to you, Dougie, but the separation of church and state was set up so that the government can't determine what religion you have to have. So basically, the separation of church and state means that you, Doug, can worship any god you want. You can go to any church you want or no church at all.
I worship the same god that most everybody does in organized commercial, industrial. Well, but are we really?
Yes, it's why we say in the pledge, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice. But all religions believe in a god, Allah, whatever. There's a single supreme being that seems to be part of the landscape with most of the religions that were founded all in Jerusalem anyway. All right, so what else have you got here?
Just for the coach, he was exercising his First Amendment rights.
I have no problem with him. I think that was the right decision, Frank.
And it's the teacher who puts up a Black Lives Matter poster or something. I mean, you have freedom of speech that even sometimes goes into public education.
Yeah, if it's an individual thing and not required, got no problem with it whatsoever. All right, what else you got, Jay?
Chris Marengo, as a school child from the 60s, I remember not only prayer, but the pledge and the Ten Commandments posted in the room all helped me have a consciousness that helped me, not hurt me. Russ Schleicher says, prayer is a personal thing. It shouldn't be forced upon someone, nor should it be disallowed.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More of your tax dollars are going to Ukraine. The Pentagon is announcing a new $820 million Ukraine aid package. It includes up to 150,000 rounds of 155-millimeter artillery ammo. Ukraine is also getting 4 counter-artillery radars. Since the president took office, he has given Ukraine nearly $7 billion in aid. The July 4th holiday weekend is off to a rocky start at the nation's airports. More than 3,700 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed so far Friday. The number of cancellations has surpassed 350 as airlines continue to struggle with staffing issues. At least 12% of flights on Delta and American Airlines have been delayed so far Friday. USA Radio News. Second Amendment advocates were happy with a lot of the Supreme Court rulings.
The Supreme Court followed up its June 23rd landmark ruling that for the first time recognized a constitutional right to carry firearms in public by issuing a series of rulings Thursday reversing federal appeal court decisions that upheld gun restrictions in California, New Jersey, Maryland, and Hawaii. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in the court's majority opinion, "It makes no sense to recognize Americans' right to defend themselves in their homes while denying them the ability to defend themselves outside their homes." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sales of GM vehicles in the United States are down double digits from a year ago. They fell by 15% in the second quarter. GM is also making cars without certain parts as it keeps grappling with supply chain issues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We use that moniker to get people focused because we are actually doing this Talk Radio review in concert with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That is, I'm here and so is Jay Kirshner and the lovely and talented and the fabulous, and how many more adjectives do you want me to use, Jennifer?
Oh, keep going. We've got a half hour.
That we do. But we have to get back to the issues at hand, the things that are on the countdown charts this week from Talkers Magazine. You get the list, by the way, at talkers.com and also at the gooddayshow.com website, the list of the top 10 stories. And much of it has to do in one way or another with what's going on in the Supreme Court. So we have even comments. Let's get back to some of the social media comments, if we can, for a couple of more moments here, Jay. The focus on the overturn. This is what's taken all the oxygen out of the room. But what I'm trying to point out with people is that the Supreme Court rulings, there are a myriad of them that have been released this week, results of discussions that have gone on much of the term. That's what happens the last week of June. They release all of what they've debated and what the results are. So it happens that Roe v. Wade, that came out a week ago, the first one of many. So what are people, you got a couple of folks you want to call on here with their comments?
Yeah, Ellen Bishop says, I really don't think we'd be discussing this if some people hadn't pushed abortion into the third trimester. The country seemed to go along with an uneasy trace until that time. An uneasy truce, I'm sorry, until that time. If a woman can't make that decision within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy, then we have bigger problems. Responsible birth control for both men and women could eliminate a lot of these decisions.
So I'm looking at some of the protests that are going on, some cities and states more, trying to make it impossible for people who live in that state. If, for example, let's say you live in Texas and you want an abortion, there are people that are trying to make it illegal to cross state lines to get an abortion. That seems pretty un-American to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that seems silly. I don't think it goes anywhere, to be honest. I think You know, you have, and to the our person who was on social media commenting, I think there is something to it, but that's the emotional argument about, you know, what's right and what's wrong that everybody could yell about until they're to the blue in the face.
Blue in the face.
Mm-hmm. What's really important to understand, and again, I wish that there was somebody, some elected official who would be, like, rational, not that people even want to hear it, but at least somebody who's saying it, that explains why the Supreme Court made this decision. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was very pro-choice, said for years that Roe versus Wade was a flimsy piece of jurisprudence. And that's because abortion is, it was a stretch to create abortion as part of the due process piece of the 14th Amendment. It was always a flimsy argument. The Supreme Court decided to just do it because of the political motivation of the time, even though they knew it probably at some
even
point
the,
would be
exactly
overturned.
The same as the political motivation of the time now.
Correct. But also, yeah. You had a Congress who had 40 years of saying that they could have codified Roe, and they never did. And that's a failure on all parts. So
Leadership.
You had during 2008, one of the key promises of the Obama presidency was to codify Roe, and then when he got into office, he said, well, that's up to Congress. Well, Congress wasn't acting. So for 40 years, you had the opportunity to codify it. You didn't, and so now it's returned
right.
back
so
to
the So let me ask you a question.
Well, in some ways, just one sentence here, but in some ways, this is a more powerful position for people to determine what's appropriate for them, and I think it's really short-sighted for a pro-choice person in California to think that their opinion tops a pro-life person in Oklahoma. The majority rules state by state.
So, under the circumstances, there were three Supreme Court justices that were appointed during the Trump era. They were all asked the same question about Roe v. Wade, and they all lied when they responded. So, should they be impeached because they lied in testimony before the Senate?
First of all, I don't think that they lied.
Jennifer, they said that they thought it was settled law.
So, two of them, it was Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, said that it was settled law. Yeah. Amy Coney Barrett said exactly what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, is that you can't see hypotheticals. The problem is, and look, you're going to have this with every Supreme Court justice for everything, when you have people asking hypothetical questions, you don't know how the piece of law, or the challenge, the cases that you're going to look at, you don't know what it's going to say. And the state of Mississippi had a very good argument saying that they shouldn't have to be forced to offer abortions after 15 weeks because of state law rights. That happened to resonate with the Supreme Court justices. So this is why I don't think we can count on anybody, whether it's Ketanji Brown Jackson or Amy Coney Barrett, to be able to say what they would do until they're actually given the facts of the case that they're supposed to rule on.
So I don't think it's impeachable. I think it's convenient.
Well, that's what Amy Coney Barrett did. And then what did everybody say? Well, she didn't answer any questions. So it's a tough situation because you're basing your answers on hypotheticals.
All right, a couple of more comments. Why don't you go through a couple of more of these comments, and then we'll move on to other Supreme Court stuff, Jay.
Yeah, Dennis DeCora says people ought not to confuse pro-life with pro-birth, wanting a child born but not a child fed, not a child educated, not a child housed is a big problem in this country.
Well, that's why I've said my retort to the people who all want to have the law as it's comfortable for them and their political persuasion. Okay, you want to have Roe v. Wade? You want to have all children that are conceived brought to term, okay? I'm an anti-abortionist myself, so excuse me, I can ask this question with some degree of credibility, actually a lot of credibility. What do you do when the child is born? How do you take care of a child if it's not wanted by its mother? What do? You put them in the system. Are there programs in place? And are the people who want to have abortion, illegal, then are you going to help feed the child that's born, educate
the child that's born, house the child that's born? The state
what?
Does that now. I think one of the biggest things that we should be talking about as part of this discussion nationally is how difficult it is to adopt a kid. Yeah. I mean, it is almost impossible.
It is. $40,000 if you want to adopt somebody from out of the country.
Yeah. Both with a partner and without. It was something that's always weighed heavy in my heart because I know how many kids that are in need.
Yeah, you'd be a great mother.
And so I look around and I've done investigating. It's extremely expensive. If you're a single woman or if you are something that's not in a traditional marriage, marriage, they make it extremely difficult for you to do it. So why not help people through that process? There are so many people who want to have kids who have tried everything and can't.
So what I'm saying,
they can't adopt because they don't know how.
Is the phonies, there are a lot of phonies who stand behind the pro-birth thing. There are people who are not thinking about, nor do they have answers to the question. I just think you have both things to discuss, and we're only discussing one side of the issue. And that's not right.
It's an important piece of the conversation to go to say that we have really, as a society, become reliant on abortions. I think most of the country, if you look at the polling...
Well, people use it as birth control.
Right. I think most of the country, if you look at the polling, says that abortions should be okay, but they should be rare and they should be safe, which is what Joe Biden said 20 years ago when he was a member of the Senate. And unfortunately, you have women who are getting multiple abortions, who are using it over and over and over again. And really, the heft of such a big decision gets lost because... It just becomes something that is just a piece of life. And I don't think that sits well with the majority either. I think, I think there's some common ground that we could really find as a country.
All right, let's do one more comment, then we'll move on. Go ahead, Jay.
Sandy Ray Jakowski says, pro-choice doesn't mean pro-abortion. There are many people out there who are strongly against abortion, but not against a woman's right to her own body.
So there's the conflict right there. Meanwhile, men are rushing to get vasectomies. Did you see the stats there? It's kind of interesting, actually. The permanent sterilization, which really isn't a vasectomy because you can reverse it if you want. But to keep the sperm from flowing through to get to the egg when you're having intercourse, then there's, you know.
Why would you say it? Does it just sound gross?
I know, it does sound gross, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. The whole thing is gross, as far as that's concerned. Yeah.
Hey, look, men should be worrying about this, too. You know,
of course they should.
It takes two to tango, so, you know, if more men are being driven for vasectomies and that's their choice, then I'm glad they're taking some responsibility for them.
All right, there are a couple of other items on the docket here, Supreme Court decisions that are worth a moment or two or three or four of our time. We'll get to that after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories from the charts created by Talkers Magazine, talking to and listening to and involving themselves with a lot of the great talk programmers and the hosts and stations around the country. So we have the top 10. Number 10 is a focus on social media and how important it is to the discussion of the other 9 items. Number 9 is immigration. Number 8, the race relation business that we've had in the countdown for a long time. COVID is 7. The war is 6. Guns, 5. Roe v. Wade, abortion rights, etc., 4. The economy is 3. The primaries being held from now till September is number 2. And the hearings, the number 1 item. You're probably surprised at that, but I think that is, when you consider who's the hosts, they're going to be all over that January 6th stuff. So that's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to TopLoss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at TopLoss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's at TopLoss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that, we can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to TopLoss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. On the people list, the people side of the ledger, we also have a top 10 list for that. The lists appear at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, and also at gooddayshow.com. At number 10 on the people list, Elon Musk. Number 9, Tony Fauci. Back to vaccines and stuff for COVID. Number 8 is Bad Vlad. Number 7, Clarence Thomas. Number 6, Darren Bailey. Ron DeSantis is number 5. Liz Cheney is number 4. Donald Trump is 3. What do you think Donald Trump has had to say about Liz Cheney this week? And number 2, what do you think he's had to say about Cassidy Hutchison, who has come from nowhere to be in the spotlight, and she probably will be for a week or so. So she's 2, and Joe Biden is number 1 with his trip overseas this week and the involvement in some of the primaries, although you never see anybody say Joe Biden supported me to run, but you see that with Trump. That's the story. That's the list. All right, 45 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Here's something that's going to become a national debate, and it will end up, I predict, in front of the Supreme Court next year. The billboard companies, media in general, radio, television, want to advertise marijuana. Broadcast, to this point, broadcasters have remained on the sidelines because they don't want to put the FCC... The FCC is in charge of the licenses, and because it's against federal law to have anything to do with marijuana, it's like banks can't handle the money. You know, it's this naive, stupid attitude. So now the next thing is radio stations are beginning, and so are television stations, to take money to advertise pot. And there is a massive, I mean, there's a lot of money here for sure. So what are we going to do? The cannabis provisions are facing an uphill climb in Congress, but there are some states that are look like they're going to pass. Well, it's the states' rights thing again. But I'm going to bet, I almost put money on pot stuff getting to the Supreme Court in the next year. Meanwhile, the Democrats are not happy because apparently Joe Biden made a deal with Mitch McConnell. I don't quite understand why he needed to make a deal. But anyway, some kid, he looks like he's about 15, has been put up for an anti-abortion lawyer up for a federal judgeship in Kentucky. You know anything about that, Jennifer?
I haven't heard much about that, no.
Yeah. His name is Charles Booker. And again, he looks like he has water in his ears still. I don't know where this guy came from, but he doesn't have a great reputation. But anyway, he is up for nomination as a... No, I'm sorry. His name is Chad Meredith. I didn't get the other... the name.
Sorry, Mr. Booker.
Right. Yeah, right, Mr. Booker. Anyway, so there's another... a bunch of hoo-ha.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for our visit with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a professional professor. Hey, I like that. He's a posturing professional professor. Professor
wow.
of... Well, I like that, huh? At Bentley University. We've been doing this too long. I feel like Johnny Carson introducing, Bill Nye, the science guy. Right? You're getting, or better yet, Rodney Dangerfield. Maybe that's better. Okay, so we have a lot of dangerous things to discuss here in our time together. I think we should devote our time, with your permission, to Supreme Court decisions. I'm curious on your... I mean, if you look at the countdown this week, most of the stories can be connected to Supreme Court action. There are people who can't get their minds or their sights off of Roe v. Wade, but there were so many things that were announced decisions, and some of them... were, I guess it depends on your point of view. Some of them were good, some of them weren't. I would ask you, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney, esquire, etc., for the ones you thought were the most important and perhaps the most influential of all of the Supreme Court decisions announced this week.
Yeah, and you know, I'm so glad you want to talk about this. And I have been, throughout my career, a constitutional law professor. And I want to cite two and then tell you something that has not been mentioned anywhere that I think is the most critical. One is, of course, the restrictions on the EPA, and the other is, of course, Roe versus Wade. To me, the biggest takeaway from this is not that environmental laws cannot be passed and enforced. It's that the Supreme Court for years has been doing the work of legislatures. Legislatures have been either unwilling or unable to make laws regarding the environment or things like same-sex marriage or abortion laws. All of these came from the court. And so what you have now is a court that is reverting back to a position where it used to be, you know, it's not us to legislate. We just interpret the law. So the environmental law didn't say that regulations couldn't be made. If you read the case carefully, what you see is that what they said was that the present regulations didn't allow the EPA to do this. This was a wasn't written in that fashion by the legislature. The Congress could absolutely, in 2 minutes, if they had the guts, pass important environmental rules. The same thing with a woman's right to choose and abortion rights. If indeed, as much of the public seems to be in polls, is in favor of abortion rights, Congress could pass that in the proverbial New York minute. But they don't seem to. Congress is the weak link in all of this.
The weakest link. That's a TV show, isn't it?
I think it is. They would be on there.
Yeah.
All right, well, would hate them.
I had forgotten that part of your professional life is all about constitutional law because you practice so many other things in your own private practice. But the idea of making law instead of interpreting law, that has been something that has been discussed for many, many years, and therefore, but yet, you know what it is, Steve? It's actually a focus on the lack of leadership anywhere. Whether it's in our country, there's no leadership in Congress, there's no leadership in the presidency, and there's no leadership. Look around the world. People that are running businesses, people are running companies, people are running countries. There's no real standout. There's no real strong leader. And it's maybe Putin is the strongest guy because everybody else. How many more? There's one guy and there are 120 other countries. So why is Putin still there? Why hasn't somebody put a bullet in his head and put him out of the way so that we don't have all this war and the fear and what it's doing to the economy? It's ludicrous. It really is. In my mind, it's absolutely ludicrous.
Well, you know, one of my mottos that I use with scams, and I think it applies here, is, you know, Doug, things aren't as bad as you think. They're far worse. And
worse,
so
yeah.
I agree with everything you say. You say, why doesn't someone put a bullet in Putin's head? And I'm very anti-violence, but I would be willing to pull that trigger.
Yeah, me too.
And it's because he's either poisoned, imprisoned, or shot anyone that disagrees with him.
Right.
But in fact, you're right. The lack of leadership does seem to be at a historical low, not just in this country, but around the world.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I blame social media and the internet for much
of
that.
Easy to do that. Okay, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, again, with some important comments. He's on the Talk Radio Countdown show with me, Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.